So, if we were in a relationship where we got no reciprocation, and despite our best efforts, we're always given the cold shoulder. So we decided to end the relationship finally, because nothing was working. And now we feel guilt that maybe I should have tried a little bit more.
Exactly. That's what my
so what can we do in such a situation? There are two extremes. One is that just because a relationship doesn't work, immediately we break it. The other is just because the relationship is there, we allow it to go even to abusive levels, where both are unhealthy. So one thing which is important is that sometimes there are relationships, you know, there are different levels of expectation we can have in different relationships. So sometimes we expect a closer level of intimacy, but the other person is not ready for that level. That relationship may still work, but at a more distance level. So they say that good fences make good neighbors. Good fences make good neighbors. So like that, if there are clarified expectations, you know, this is my land, this is your land. If that is not clear, then unnecessarily there is conflict. So like this, so basically in many relationships, you know, what is the expectation that needs to be clarified? And now, so sometimes we feel that the other person is not reciprocating. But they didn't think that this is what I was expected to be in that relationship. So now that is a possibility. Now having said that we are not meant to just break a relationship because of one small thing going wrong, nor is that we have to endure lifelong torture in the name of a relationship. What is important is that we clarify expectations. Then many times we may not have the same fulfilling relationship, but we can have a manageable relationship, a reasonable relationship. So that is the best way to adjust. Breaking up relationship, especially if they are central to a family, that is not good. And it should be like considered only as an absolute last step. But if something has been done, the important thing now is that, okay, what has been done has been done. There's no point in letting guilt burden us. See, guilt it serves a constructive purpose. That is, it protects us from unhealthy things, psychologically. It's like, if I go too close to a fire, I feel hot. And that heat protects me from unwittingly entering into fire. That heat is meant to be a protector. So like that, guilt protects us from the fire of wrongdoings. The guilt is good. But sometimes, this guilt, which is meant to be a protector, it can actually get distorted. Where it is not guilt, but it is pseudo-guilt. What do you mean by pseudo-guilt? Let's say, if this is the right thing, this I am here, this is the wrong thing. So guilt is what is meant to protect me from doing the wrong thing. Stop me from doing the wrong thing. But sometimes the guilt becomes a burden. It just discourages and disempowers in everything. And then that guilt, instead of stopping us from doing the wrong thing, it stops us from doing everything, including the right thing also. Just feel I am worthless. I can't do anything. Everything that I do makes a mistake. So now, rather than, okay, what was done, was done. Maybe in the future, I'll get a clearer understanding of whether it was right or wrong. What with whatever intelligence I had at that time I had, I made a decision. That's over now. Let me move on. Let me try to focus on doing what is the right thing. Sometimes, with the passage of time, we get a clearer perspective. Sometimes when we are too close to an event, the emotional distance is not much. And then we can't really perceive. So focus now on trying to not act based on guilt, but focused on acting based on intelligence. So with your intelligence, whatever is the next step forward, you take that. And sometimes the important thing is to have the vertical relationship strong. We have horizontal relationship with others, and we have a vertical relationship with Krishna. And to the extent that sometimes the vertical relationship is strong. To that extent, in the horizontal relationships, whatever storms come, we are better able to deal with them. Because our sense of self-worth, our sense of self-security, if it is coming only from a horizontal relationship, and that relationship runs into a problem, then we become very insecure. But if we have a strong vertical relationship with Krishna, we practice bhakti, we have experienced Krishna's presence, his shelter, his remembrance, the sweetness of it, then we get a substantial sense of our security within, from our relationship with Krishna. And then we can act more maturely in our horizontal relationships. So generally, if one relationship has not worked out, the instinctive reaction is, okay, now let me try another relationship, maybe this will work out. But then what happens? The wounds from the previous relationship are still there. Even the mistakes may be there from us, they're also there. And those scars may prevent us from acting in another relationship. So it's best to take a pause, focus on strengthening our vertical relationship. And with that vertical relationship strengthened, then we'll be able to act better in our horizontal relationship. So better not to rush from one relationship to another, but rather focus on the vertical relationship. Then the next relationship, we'll be able to develop it better.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.